Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know the weekend of September 21st, 2019. To get you started, happy Museum Day. Get yourself some free culture on Saturday, as 1,600 museums around the country will be opening their doors to the public. The annual event, which is organized by Smithsonian Magazine, encourages museums, galleries, and historic sites to allow free entry, just as the Smithsonian Institution's Washington, D.C.-based facilities do year-round. To get a free entry, all you have to do is head to smithsonian.com/museumday and click the Get a Ticket button where you can find a museum you want to visit. Just enter your name, email, and download the branded ticket. There are free options in all 50 states and also the District of Columbia. The United Nations General Assembly kicked off earlier this week in New York, bringing leaders to the U.S. from around the globe. President Trump will be on the road on Sunday with two of them. He's scheduled to visit Houston with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi before visiting Ohio with Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who he hosted on Friday night for a state dinner. Meanwhile, General Assembly Week also comes with widespread climate protests, both in the U.S. and around the world. Both students and employees alike took off from school and work to hit the streets and fight for climate change awareness. High school student Alex Unger said that change has to start with the youth.
So for me, it feels really important to encourage youth to be involved in this movement, just because we're the ones who are going to be here longer than anyone who's older. And it's us and our kids who are going to be really affected by it.
Next up, get ready for the 71st Annual Emmy Awards. And though it may now be months in the rearview mirror, all eyes are on Game of Thrones to see if the mega-hit HBO show will go out with a bang. Thrones is nominated for a staggering 32 awards, including Best Drama Series, which it has won the last 3 times it was nominated in 2015, 16, and 18. Meanwhile, another HBO show, Veep, will also try to finish strong after wrapping up in May. Star Julia Louis-Dreyfus will try to go 6-for-6 in Best Actress Emmy wins, but she'll face stiff competition with the star of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Rachel Brosnahan. You can tune in Sunday night at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific on Fox. Two of college football's giants will do battle on Saturday, Notre Dame and Georgia. Just how big is the game? Well, UGA swim coach Jack Bowerly has memories of Bulldogs games dating back to his enrollment in 1970, and he says very few games have had hype like this one. He said, quote, "Very seldom have I seen a buzz like this. Maybe 1976 was something like this when Alabama came in and they were undefeated and the town didn't sleep on Friday or Saturday night," unquote. This game has even extended beyond the stadium, with one local store jokingly pulling Irish Spring soap from shelves ahead of the clash against the Fighting Irish. And the soap company responded by sending Georgia heaps of its product with Bulldog logos on the boxes. The home favorites, number 3-ranked Georgia, will host 7th-ranked Notre Dame in Athens, Georgia on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Other big games around college football will include 11th-ranked Michigan at 13th-ranked Wisconsin and number 8 Auburn at number 17 Texas A&M. Stay up on all the action with USA Today Sports. And last up, happy birthday, Friends. The sitcom turns 25 on Sunday, and the gang is still there for you in reruns. The series ended in 2004, but it never really left television or pop culture. Even superstar movie actor Brad Pitt made an appearance on the show, though he told USA Today that he actually messed up his first line with then-wife Jennifer Aniston.
I flubbed my first line.
Did
my
you?
First line I flubbed, and we had to go back.
Nostalgia might drive a love of the show for many, but thanks to Netflix, it's also widely popular with millennials and Gen Zers. You can catch new episodes of 5 Things Monday through Saturday on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you get your pods, including the Google Home and Amazon Echo. You can also subscribe for free and leave us a rating and review if you'd like. Plus, be sure to follow and tweet us at USA Today Podcast on Twitter. Shout out to Pete Rosenberg, who told us earlier this week that the Washington Monument is his favorite in D.C. 5 Things is part of the USA Today Podcast Network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at DanaFarber.org/everywhere.